And welcome into the Thursday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. It's finally here. NFL Draft Day is upon us. What a time to celebrate here on the program. Joe Rex Road, we've made it. It's mock draft season no longer. The NFL Draft is here.
Well, I mean, the first of 3 days. But yes. Yes. Mock drafts can...
I'm just trying to be way more positive about that than you were.
I don't mean to be like, you know, like Debbie Downer here. But the Titans pick will happen at what time tonight?
Probably about 10:15. We'll see.
And then they'll trade out, and they won't make a pick at all.
Yeah,
it'd be fun. That could happen. If you're a Titans fan, would you be excited by that? I think you should be if they're able to bail out. Even though you won't have an outcome, you won't have a new Titan to talk about when you go to sleep tonight. I think it'd be a great deal for them. I just have my doubts that it'll happen.
I have my doubts that it'll happen too. I'm going to assume they're picking at number 26 overall until I can assume no more.
What if they move up?
Well, could be.
To get a quarterback. I mean, so many things could happen.
There's an infinite amount of things that could happen tonight with the Titans and with the NFL draft. Somebody's going to get traded. I don't know who it's going to be. Doesn't necessarily have to involve the Titans. We'll see some trades tonight.
Trades of players.
Current players,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, is Debo happening today?
Could be.
Baker? And does anybody want?
Does anybody want to trade
Baker? Did you just have a mute?
No, I was talking to myself. I was like, oh, I forgot about him. He's been under the radar. Hasn't been on social media much.
Which is just a big loss for the whole world. Yeah. You know? But, yeah, it's. I mean, they're just kind of – I mean, Jimmy, Baker, just sitting there. I mean, that's the thing with the Niners. It's like, yeah, we'll give you Debo, and will you please take Jimmy too?
Yeah, take Jimmy along with him.
Actually, we'll take less if you'll take Jimmy.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. Package deal, man. Come on, Panthers.
Michelle, what's going on? How are you?
Doing great today, guys. I thought today was Wednesday and then woke up it's Thursday, which means tomorrow's Friday. Also, as soon as I started the stream, I was looking at you guys and I was starting the show and I started the stream. And all of a sudden I looked at the stream and all I see is both of your front zippers because you guys were trying to find headphones. And it was just really funny, but it was like you had to see it. So
to be clear to the listener, that's the quarter zip zippers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weren't gyrating in front of the camera here. Although.
Not yet.
Yeah. That's more for a Friday thing. Yeah. That's more happy hour.
We discussed the proper time for that in our 2-hour pre-show meeting. And
yeah.
Fridays are the best day.
Yeah, exactly. We got to place that perfectly. I thought about that when the show started. I'm like, I just put my belly in front of the camera here. Sorry. Sorry, folks.
Well,
streamers.
I went to look for your guys' faces, and then I was like, wait, what?
Hey, it happens sometimes. Shout out to Chicago Bulls. In a series that's really been over since game one, 116-100 the final last night for the Bucks. And the Bulls are no more. No more questions from Ryan Porth on Twitter about can the Bulls rise to the challenge.
Yeah, can the Bulls, they're down 33 going to the fourth. Can they make this a game? And multiple Ryans were sad about this.
Yeah.
Listen, I will no longer be a bandwagon Bulls fan. It was just sad to watch.
How did Ryan take it? How did your Ryan take it?
We didn't even watch the game.
Really?
No. Oh. I mean, Zach LaVine was out. Alex Caruso was out. We're like...
Yeah, they had no chance.
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah.
I think Alex Caruso, broke something in his face. Anybody hear about that?
Is that right? I knew that he was not going to play the next game had they won, which they were never going to win, so...
Okay, Joe just had to get that in there. It was never going to happen.
I mean, I watched too much of that game last night, actually. I'm like, why am I watching this?
Because you're a Bulls fan.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Nice effortless looking 33-9 from Giannis last night in 30 minutes of action.
Yeah, he could have had 60.
He could have. Yeah. You know what? I'll just go out there for 30 minutes and put up a solid 33 points. We'll see you later.
It does at times. I mean, it really is like an adult playing with kids, you know, at times. It's just how it looks with him. So, tonight you're talking – well, by the way, Steph, love the – you know, don't want to be a fanboy with Steph, but, you know, hit that layup and then put the Nuggets to sleep, little baby sleeping thing. Yeah, you got to love that. That's big for them. Now they can sit and wait.
But we think the Grizzlies.
Yeah. And if it is the Grizzlies who win in Minnesota tomorrow, then Grizzlies-Warriors game one is Sunday. But I have a feeling we might be looking at a game seven in Memphis Sunday.
Maybe so.
Which hopefully, because then I'm covering it.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah? Nice. For us?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Wow.
That's cool. I like the expansion to Memphis.
That's what we do.
Also, it'd be pretty cool to go to that game. So, yes. Work a little.
So, wait a minute. So, you're going if it's game one or if it's game either way? Or in one.
I guess both are Sunday, right?
Yeah, they both would be Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going either to a game seven or to a game one. Nice.
Correct. So I get to either see your Warriors.
You'll see Teresa Walker.
The GOAT.
Yeah. She'll have – actually, I have a pulled pork place that I'll tell you about during a break. But, yeah, she also has – like her donut place. Every time she goes to Memphis, she always tweets about the Gibson's donut. Is it Gibson's?
Yeah.
Yeah. They look pretty amazing. I've never tried them, but also a good tip for you.
Joe, some sort of kind of weird news on the UC Soros front yesterday. He will miss the final two games of the regular season. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. We talked about that yesterday on the show. Elliot Friedman coming out yesterday and saying that he will miss the next two games. The Predators confirmed that later. And then Frank Saravalli yesterday of Daily Faceoff coming out and saying basically the information on Soros is hard to come by at the moment, and says, sounds like original injury prognosis was less than encouraging. You never know in playoffs, but fair to say there is real doubt as to whether Soros will be available for round one. We'll have John Hines coming up at 8:30 today here on the show, so we'll see if we can find out any more on the UC Soros.
We'll get the full breakdown.
Yeah,
the
x-rays, all sorts of stuff.
I want John Hines to channel his inner Mike Mularkey.
Yes.
All right, guys. So you've heard of the third metatarsal, right? So, yeah. Probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen, but just kind of reading in between the lines there, it doesn't sound great. And Saravalli points out the original injury prognosis sounds like it could be less than encouraging. That is not great news for the Predators at this point. Not necessarily surprising news because it didn't look good, but not great news.
Yeah. And again, it's just is it foot, ankle? Is it knee? If it's the former, then then you could see maybe a possible return at some point. Even if if it's a really bad sprain or something, but if it's any kind of a knee ligament thing, then no.
Yeah.
You'll see him next year.
Yeah. So that's what you got to pay attention to if you're the Predators. And look, we'll see. Connor Ingram called up yesterday. I'm interested to see, do they go Riddick tonight? Do they go Ingram tonight? My guess is Riddick goes tonight and then Ingram probably tomorrow against Arizona. That's just my guess, but we'll see. There's different kind of thoughts on this. I saw a lot of people on Twitter yesterday saying that Ingram should be the starting goalie. We had Vingan on yesterday that says he'd probably go with Dave Riddick. Did see a couple people on Twitter tell me yesterday that they would like to see Dave Riddick in net because he's been up at the NHL level all season. So if Soros can't go in game one, I'm interested to see who the goalie will be. The other part of that is a potential playoff opponent tonight. Do you want to tip your hand too much as to what you're going to do? Like, I would imagine, obviously, you want to win this game if you're the Predators. I would also imagine, as Terry Criss pointed out yesterday on Stillman and Company, you're probably not playing Roman Josi 28 minutes tonight. It's probably going to be more down toward the 20 mark.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, look, I mean, the Stars open the door somehow. The Coyotes are enjoying their spoiler finish here. 3-0 Stars?
They're up 3-0 after the second period.
And they end up losing that game in overtime and only getting a point, which... So the Preds, have a magic number of 3 to get the first wild card. And a lot of people are going to say right now, does it matter if UC Soros is not going to play anyway? Maybe not. It doesn't matter as much, but I still think, I think it's worth trying to get it. Even if you don't say it out loud, John Hines isn't going to sit here and tell the team, guys, let's beat this team tonight so we can never play them again until next year. Yay. It's not what you're going to say, but you're going to try to. Hey, the message is you're going to try to win, you know. And if the Preds can get a point tonight and then beat Arizona, then they will get the first wild card. Some combination of 3 points. All right, man, the Stars could choke it away again. You know, that's possible. Yeah. Then again, are the Preds going to beat Arizona? The Flying Coyotes.
They've beaten the Wild and Stars last two nights.
How about that? So, I know, I think, you know, again, a lot of people are probably going to be like, yeah, either way, whatever. But you have to know if you're the Preds going into this game, this could be your opponent. And so I don't know. Do you think about that in terms of play the goalie you're not going to play in the series?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to win.
Yeah. I think it's good. You know, it's good to – I mean, I think you clearly have an opportunity now to see both of them. I mean, you've seen enough of Riddick, but to one of these games, Ingram's going to get a chance, you know, to going into the playoffs to get a, you know, get a game under his belt, and maybe that helps you make your decision next week too, if that's what the decision is, which sounds like it will be.
I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Justin Bradford and Glenn Blackwell of Penalty Box Radio, announcing last night that they are calling it quits when this. When this playoff run is done for the Predators. Obviously, they've had a decade-long run at Penalty Box Radio. Justin's done an incredible job to build that to what it is today. And he just recently got a new job, got married. Glenn got a new job, and they're deciding to retire and kind of step away from the Penalty Box Radio side of it. The site's still going to exist, but just shout-out to Justin Bradford and Glenn Blackwell on a job exceptionally well done over the last decade.
Did you know that was coming?
Nope.
They announced last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The awesome show, people. And, you know, I know I've gotten to know Justin real well over the last few years. And, again, he's a tremendous person, incredible pronouncer of words.
Yes.
Very, very schooled in movies. By the way, well, never mind. I was gonna preview something, but it's not for me to break someone else's news, so I won't do it. But okay. Stay tuned for more in the what would you call it? The media space from Justin Bradford.
Okay.
There's a little preview for you.
There you go. Very nicely done. We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the conversation on the Preds. Look ahead to the game tonight against Colorado, a potential first-round preview. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game. Nashville's best deal of the week is Penne Pizza in L&L Market in West Nashville. Penne Pizza is Nashville's best and most authentic Italian restaurant serving fresh farm-to-table dishes. You can head to thegamenashville.com/deals to get half off a $30 gift card to Penne Pizza while supplies last. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Preds taking on the Colorado Avalanche tonight. Jim on the text line says, which team do you think Colorado wants to see in the first round? Would they approach tonight's game trying to set up the situation that they would prefer? This coming from Jim on the text line.
I'd say they definitely would rather see the Sorosless Preds if that's what they're going to get. They don't know that's what they're going to get, but if they knew that, then it'd be obvious. Are they trying to set, you know, I think the only real tanking or you know, anything other than like just go out and try to win the game, I think happens in the NBA. Yeah, you know, I think the Avs are going to try to win this game. They want to be playing well. So I don't think that they're sitting there obsessing about like what it would mean for them. If they play their game, they believe, and they're probably right, that they're going to win this series and the next series, and they're going to be right there to win a Stanley Cup. So, I mean, if you're the Colorado Avalanche and you're worried about which of either, the Preds or the Stars you're getting, then you're probably screwed.
Well, and the other part of that is, like, they got to get their game in order. They looked great the other night against St. Louis. So they played really well. They won that game 5-3.
Before that, they had lost to Washington, Seattle, Edmonton, and Winnipeg, and really got hammered by Edmonton and Winnipeg in those games. So the other part of it is they got to get their game figured out. They got a back-to-back with the Predators, and then they travel to take on Minnesota tomorrow as well. So I don't think the Avs are too worried about whether it's going to be the Stars or the Predators right now. Now, to your point, if they knew that UC Soros definitely wasn't going to be in there, then maybe you're starting to look at the Preds a little bit more. But who knows? Big save day. Maybe he goes out there and shuts them down tonight.
Maybe. Or maybe Connor Ingram. You're probably right, right? It's probably Riddick.
I would assume Riddick's probably in there tonight.
Yeah. I mean, he did just play the other day, but eh. I mean, he didn't play a ton.
No.
Did some damage while he was in there, but he didn't play a ton. So what's still up? So up for grabs still. I mean, Minnesota, St. Louis. You got home ice in that series.
Yeah.
Is there anything else really here in the
Preds and Stars? That's about it. I mean, it's, who's going to be wild card one?
Yeah, wild card 1-2. I guess. Well, Kings. Yeah, the Kings aren't going to overtake the Oilers. The Oilers have a game in hand plus the. And yeah, so that's over. Oilers are going to host the Kings.
Yep. And then so, in the East, like the only thing is. Can Tampa hold off Boston for the wild card spot?
They got a three-point lead with
2 games left. They probably can. So I think everything's pretty much set in the East right now, and a couple of home ice advantage competitions in the West, and then who's going to be wild card one, Dallas or Nashville. That's about it.
Actually, Penguins, Caps. Capitals could still overtake the yep. Penguins and get and make set up Caps, Rangers, and the Penguins. Drop the Penguins for wild card. So that's another thing that's. That's up for grabs. Man, good luck, Leafs. That's all I have to tell you, buddy. Good luck. Enjoy an amazing season from Austin Matthews. Enjoy another fantastic regular season for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe one of these years, though, they'll surprise us in a positive way.
James on the text line says, UC Soros equals Wally Pipp. Connor Ingram equals Ken Dryden. We're going all the way, baby. This is coming from James on the text line. I like it.
Do you feel like... I mean, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday. Do you feel like the majority of the fan base would rather see Ingram than Riddick?
Yeah, but I think also the unknown prospect goaltender is always very popular.
Oh, the unknown is undefeated.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, there's a very real possibility that if they did go with Connor Ingram, he could go out there and it could be an absolute disaster. I mean, that's a very real possibility, especially when you're taking on – teams like Calgary and Colorado in a playoff setting, like that's a lot for a young guy that doesn't have a ton of experience coming in and saying, okay, we'll just go on there and there's Nathan MacKinnon or there's Johnny Gaudreau. Have fun with that. So, I mean, it very well could end up going very poorly for the Predators if Connor Ingram is in net. I don't have a ton of confidence in Dave Riddick. That's why it really to me is more to do with Riddick than it is Ingram. That I would go Ingram over Riddick. Now, I don't know whether or not John Hines agrees with that. He very well could fall in the camp of Adam Vingan of, well, Riddick's been the one that's been up here all year. He's been the one that's got NHL experience. He is an NHL goaltender. We're going with Dave Riddick. I have no clue what they're going to do.
Yeah. If I had to put odds on it, I would guess that, you know, game one would probably be Riddick, right? I mean, it'd be a little bit of an upset. If not. But I also think the hook could be quick.
Yeah.
And there's probably going to be some situations that create a chance to have a hook because you're playing, especially if you're playing Colorado.
And I do wonder, I mean, look, I think sometimes this gets overblown in terms of, well, the Predators, when UC Soros is out there, they know that they've got just this all-world goaltender, so they can play a little bit more loose. I think sometimes maybe that happens throughout the course of an 82-game season. I would hope in the playoffs that doesn't happen, but I had this theory floated out there yesterday. Well, if it's Riddick or Ingram, that kind of forces you to make sure that you're taking care of your end of the ice and defending as well as you can possibly defend. So maybe the Predators' defense benefits because they know that they don't have UC Soros back there. I'd still rather take my chances with UC Soros back there, but yeah. Maybe.
How about play like that and have UC Soros?
That'd be nice.
You know? Like, you could do that. You could help Soros, too. And at times they did. At times they didn't. Yeah, I mean, it's. I think there's probably something to that, but does that mean all of a sudden you're just going to just wipe away all mistakes? Because a lot of this stuff is just it's just a bad mistake here or there. You know? I mean, it's a coverage mistake or it's a bad turnover.
Well, and it's – I mean, the other team gets paid to score goals. And
that's
the two
too.
Options that you have in the playoffs are pretty darn good at that. So, I mean, look, they're going to score. If UC Saros was in net, I mean, I still think that Colorado and Calgary are going to be able to score. So, it's a big concern. I mean, let's just be honest. If UC Saros isn't in there for the playoffs, there's not really a soul that's going to give the Predators a chance in either matchup, Calgary or Colorado.
No. I mean, like, not possibly a soul.
Yeah.
Outside of people who live here. Yeah. I mean, you know, but yeah.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jaden from White House, who wants to weigh in. Jaden, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to start off, Joe, I just want to give you a congratulations, Mark, on Jarrett versus Joe yesterday. I absolutely hated Jarrett's take about the guards, and I appreciate you roasting the hell out of him. It was quite a funny take on your part, so I just want to give you credit. But
thank you.
I wanted to ask, do you think there's with the firepower that the Preds have with Duchesne lighting up 40 this year, or Forsberg lighting up 40 this year, I know goaltender is a question mark right now for the playoffs, but do you think there's any chance that firepower on that offense with Chanot and Forsberg and all the shooters can maybe give a spark to the Preds? If we play Colorado, there's not going to be much chance, but say that we get Calgary in the first round, do you think there's a chance that our offense could light it up and potentially make a run?
Hey, thanks. I'll
leave it there.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jaden. Appreciate it. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, the one thing that I feel really good about with this Predators team that I've not felt good about in a long time heading into the playoffs, they got a really good power play.
Yep.
And a power play, and I get it. I said this the other day on the pregame show. I know there's this notion out there that, like, the referees, they take the whistle and they just swallow it and you never see it again. They do actually call penalties in the playoffs. Now, maybe it's not quite as much, but they do actually call penalties in the playoffs. And, I mean, we saw it in that Dallas series in 2019. The power play was atrocious. And
yeah, the Preds kept saying, stop calling penalties on the Stars.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the sole reason they lost that series. That's a big reason they lost that series is they couldn't capitalize on the power play. If your power play is hot heading into the playoffs, that could win you a game or two by itself. So, yeah, I mean, they got a chance with those guys. You don't feel great about things if Saros is not in there.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably going to have to win some games like 5-4 or something, you know? And, yeah, you need to catch fire with a – well, you need to catch fire with a particular line, but really you need to be able to roll those lines and get production, and this is where the big guns for sure, but also someone else emerging would be huge for the Preds. But the power play, like you said, it's legit. I mean, that series 3 years ago couldn't have been worse. The power play couldn't have been worse. And just the entire forward group. I mean, that was a series that made everybody said, okay, time to move on from Subban and go get Matt Duchesne, which is what they did. And now here they are.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Plus, I'll get into this question. Could this be the biggest underdogs the Predators have ever been in a first-round playoff series, especially if Saros isn't in there? We'll get to that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have the best and worst things in sports coming up at 6:45. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Emily Proud from News 2 coming up at 8 o'clock. John Hines, Preds head coach at 8:30. Tony Vitello, Tennessee baseball's coach. Is that a thing? People call him baseball?
Baseballs.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's ask him if that's a thing.
Yeah, Tony? Would you like to be referred to as the baseballs from now on? He's coming up at 9 o'clock, and then Hal Gill at 9:30 as well. Right now, taking your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Dustin from Hopkinsville texting in says, there's always a Gaudreau or a Grimaldi in the playoffs that surprises us Who do you think that will be this year? It's coming from Dustin in Hopkinsville.
I don't know if it's going to last long enough for there to be a surprise. I don't mean to be a downer, you know, but yeah, they're going to be hard pressed. I'd say again, if they don't have Soros to make a great series out of either one, who could be the candidate to emerge? I mean, they've got some guys who they've been waiting on. I mean, is Luke Cunningham going to be in the lineup? He's a candidate.
He's been in the lineup all year, so I guess at this point he is. But
do you have one assist in the last 40 games or something like that?
It's not been good.
Someone like that, though. Someone like that who, you know, Cousins. That's the thing. Think about last year in the playoffs. Cunningham and Cousins were nice components of the team, you know. They could really use someone to emerge, and that's in tandem with the big guns producing. And then, you know, to Jaden's call last segment, I mean, that's what you're probably just going to need to win some games like that.
Yeah,
with your offense rolling.
Well, and I was thinking about this yesterday, and I think if Soros is in there, the answer is definitely no. But if he's not, I mean, there's not going to be anybody. Outside of maybe some people here who
are super homers
that pick the Predators to win the series. I mean, no one across the league. And look, I don't think there's going to be very many people to pick them to win anyway against Colorado or Calgary. But if you don't have Soros, it's going to be no one picking the Predators to win. And I was thinking to myself, like, is this going to be – and we may not know about Soros and, you know, heading into game one. Like, I don't know how close to the vest the Predators are going to play this. But is this going to be the biggest underdogs that they've ever been in a playoff series?
You know,
if it's Colorado, it's maybe. Like, you know, the Detroit
Red
teams
Wings.
In 04, when they first made it, the Predators, there's no one picking the Predators to win that. In 08, there's no one picking that. I had somebody say, what about the 2010 with the Blackhawks? Maybe, but like the Blackhawks hadn't done anything yet.
That was the year
that was the year they won the cup.
They actually kind of surprised their way all the way there. The Blackhawks did in 2010. Yeah,
yeah. So the Red Wings ones are the ones that come to mind because it's basically, I mean, 04. It's, you know, still a lot of the expansion era Predators,
right,
that are taking on Lidstrom and Shanahan and all these different guys,
Zetterberg, and all those guys. And 08, the Red Wings won it all.
Yeah, so. Those two, I would probably still say that those two series were at number one, but I think if Soros isn't in there, this one may be right behind it.
Yeah, right up there for sure. There's like they'll relish it, they'll embrace it, and it's not like they don't have some answers. It's not like they can't compete. And you know, the thing is, it is. It's like you make a couple big saves when you're one of those guys, Riddick or Ingram, and that can be very energizing for your team. But just over the duration, and it's just, I mean, there's a reason, you know, that you're a backup goalie or that you're a goalie in Milwaukee versus, you know, I mean, Soros. I mean, just over the duration of a series, it would take a lot of offense to me for it to be interesting.
Well, and you know, Dave Riddick's been a starting goalie in this league and has had some times where he's played well. I mean, back in 18-19, he had a 9.11 save percentage for Calgary. You know, he was good. He was a good player. I think it was a 2.78 adjusted goals against average, but it's been a while. I mean, his last stint with Calgary, it lasted 15 games, 9.04 save percentage. He got moved to Toronto. His .888 save percentage there. This year it's been an .883 save percentage. I mean, it's been a while since he's put up good numbers.
Yeah, it's not a good trend. It's going the wrong way. I mean, look, remember when they landed him last offseason? I mean, I think your reaction was kind of like, could have done better than that maybe?
Yeah.
And right now, probably wish they did. You know, maybe David Poile wishes he did. But that's who they've got. And, again, that's part of why – I'm intrigued by Ingram because, you know, Ingram has had a really good year in Milwaukee. What does that mean here? You know, it may not mean anything. This may be a complete trial by fire if he gets out there at all. But it's also, And I think he's a promising young goalie who's on the incline in his career, which is different from Riddick. So it's an interesting discussion of that, and the benefits of a Connor Ingram having this experience versus, like what Vingan said, you know, well, this is your guy. He's been with you all year. Why wouldn't you go with him?
Josh from Cookeville on the text line says, the playoffs are always up for grabs, hoping for the best with the Preds without Saros. I will say this. I mean, I do think if Saros isn't in there, there's a certain looseness that you can play with if you're the Predators. Of like, if I'm John Hines, the thing I'm preaching, I mean, obviously I'm not going in there saying that we don't have a chance, guys. But I probably am going in there saying there's no one picking us to win this series.
Of course you are.
And I am playing that up as much as I can possibly play that up if I'm John Hines, which I think he will do, by the way.
Oh, of course. And he won't even need to because they all know it and we'll be saying it. But I think any coach probably would. And, yeah, there is a – again, it's talked about a million times, that psychology of the looseness of the team that lost a key player and the other team – knowing that now everyone assumes like this should be a gimme for you, you know. Now, granted, I think even with Saros, most of the league would pick like the Avs in five, you know, some Avs in six. I mean, that's now I think they could be more interested in that potentially, but either way, the Preds are going to go into this, and we're going to go into this as pretty significant underdogs.
Now, the Stars have left the door open because the Stars messing around and letting a point get away from them last night. You know, are they probably still going to beat Anaheim? I mean, I guess, probably.
They should.
They probably should. But and if you're the Predators, really, the way I'm kind of viewing it, and I know they can't view it this way, just get it to overtime tonight. Get a point tonight and then go and beat Arizona and you're in there. You're as the first wild card spot. So it's not necessarily you have to go in there on the road and beat Colorado tonight. Just get that thing to overtime and you've got a point. You're going to Arizona the night after that and the opportunity's right there for you to get that first wild card spot. Because I still think, you know, I'm of the opinion there's not a gigantic difference between Calgary and Colorado, but of the two, especially with the way they played them the other night, I'm choosing Calgary in this matchup all day long. And maybe some of that's selfish because I want to see Calgary and Nashville play each other.
Well, yeah, no, me too, because that's a series that, based on how these teams are starting to feel about each other, there would be high entertainment value even if it's a five-game series.
Yes.
Colorado-Nashville may not be all that entertaining unless you like seeing Colorado goals a lot and you're a Colorado fan. So, I think it's a huge game tonight. And how do the Preds, we would agree on how they will approach a playoff series, like, without Saros.
Sure.
You know, but, like, what's the immediate – it's just an interesting situation for them right now. They know they lost Saros, at least for the rest of this regular season. They just got in, but also after an unbelievable loss. This is another opportunity to play a team that you could play in the playoffs. But if you beat them, you probably won't play them in the playoffs. It's just – it's a really interesting, like, psychological game for the Preds tonight.
Well, and for John Hines, like, I know that there's guys in there that have to be – either banged up, bruised, and fighting through something that have just been going and going and going for the last 3 weeks. Now that you're finally in, like, do you dial it back with any of those guys? Or do you see the first wild card spot right in front of you and say, yeah, sorry, guys, we got to keep going. Like, you're going to have to dig a little deeper here, and you can rest in the 3 or 4 days before game one, I guess.
Again, like, you never say out loud anything like, we got to get this game because I am so afraid of these guys. Right. But I think, you know, you don't have to say something. Like, your lineup will say something. I think if you're John Hines, you play your guys.
I don't think that there's – I don't think they're resting Yossi or Forsberg or anything like that tonight. Are you playing them – are you going full bore with those guys, I guess is my question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Okay, so you're in a 2-2 game in the third, right? Are you not putting the pedal to the metal at that point?
You would think so. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The best and worst things in sports for the week coming up next. We'll take your submission, 615-737-1025. The Preds have clinched a playoff spot in the playoffs. We've talked about that all show long so far. Single game tickets for round one go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. To get playoff tickets now, join the Loyal Legion with a 22-23 season ticket plan. Becoming a season ticket citizen is the only way to guarantee tickets for the entire 2022 Stanley Cup playoff run while receiving significant savings of box office prices as well. Visit NationalPredators.com/playoffs today. NationalPredators.com/playoffs. And it is that time of the week, time for the best and worst things in the world of sports. As always, we'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, as you do every week, would you like to kick us off this week with your best and worst things in the world of sports?
I would, thank you. I mean, it's cool that you give me this first. You always make me go last and Preds pick to click. But
by the way, you're losing
I'll
that
take
again.
Take whatever I can. I am?
Yeah.
Dang it. Listeners?
Yeah.
Dang listeners.
Michelle got on the board the other night, too.
Well, that's good. Kept you off the board. All right. So I'm going to – but even though I'm going first, I'm going to save John Morant for one of you. I'm assuming one of you is going to do John Morant. If I'm not, if you don't, then that's fine. So he'll be my honorable mention. He's ridiculous in a good way. See, I think – I just figured Michelle would go Ja. For my best – the best – the Vegas Golden Knights are missing the playoffs. Hallelujah. Oh, no fan base should be so spoiled as this fan base, let alone a fan base composed mostly of blackjack dealers and strippers. Just kidding, Vegas.
Kind of
kidding. And I love Vegas, but seriously, I'm very much enjoying this. Pour one out for the Golden Knights. Love it.
I don't know that I've seen people so unified on a singular issue in my entire life. Vegas missing the playoffs.
Sit your butts home with your lucky expansion draft.
Did you see the
crap?
The Sharks and their Jumbotron?
Oh, my God, that was incredible.
We can't really say what it spelled out here on the program, but nice subtlety from the San Jose Sharks there.
No, I'm so glad that you brought that up. And you're right, we can't say. But so for people who don't know, there was a message on the board, okay? There was a message on the board in San Jose, which is actually hilarious. You have to take the first letter from each word. I just want to read the message. The message itself is interesting. Let's see. Where is it?
I've got it.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, go ahead.
It says, "Fans unite. Celebrate. Keep the hockey energy kicking. How imbibe
now,
or
now.
Now, excuse me, now imbibe generously, honor the Sharks." If you read it, you're like, what? And then you piece together the first letters of every word, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, okay. How about that? Woo!
Not big fans of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Not exactly. So, anyway, love that. My worst is, it's obvious, but UC Saros getting hurt. It's a huge downer. And again, we don't know the extent of it, but we do know that it was bad enough for him to not be able to put weight on a leg as he left the ice the other night, that he's out at least for the rest of the regular season. There's some reporting around the league that it's, you know, not that's not promising. The Preds are trying to keep it as tight-lipped as possible. But for a guy who played way more than he's ever played in his career, taking this job and now about to be the key to a potential playoff success, for him to get hurt is a – trying to think of, injuries that have been as – impactful. You think about Johansson's injury in the playoffs, but they overcame that. You think about, obviously, Derrick Henry last year for a really good team. You know, those are the worst.
Michelle Konezvic, your best and worst things in the world of sports.
Well, my best thing in sports, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. So, Tennessee fans, you better savor this moment.
Oh, boy.
My best thing in sports is when the Tennessee baseball team, which we're having Tony Vitello on at 9 a.m. this morning, is when they put on the floater gator football helmets after they beat them. I just think it was the most, like, the best form of trolling that is, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody, but it's just funny, and they all have these just football helmets on, which is completely random, but I loved every second of it, and I guess I'll add in the chest bumps, too, by Tony Vitello. I don't like Tennessee sports because I went to Kentucky, but I will say this Tennessee baseball team, just the trolling and the petty little competitive things they're doing, I mean, it's kind of awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is.
It's pretty cool.
And they're winning, so they just can back it up. Also, another quick little best is when we played our game of pickup basketball. I had so much fun. And my worst in sports is, I'm going to get heat for this one, in my personal life, is the Chicago Bulls. I became a bandwagon fan this year, like you guys have noted on the show, because of my boyfriend. And, you know, they were the first in the East for a little bit. They were looking promising. I'm like, oh, this team is fun, you know, getting to know the players. I'm like, DeMar DeRozan, and then Lonzo gets hurt, and I've always loved Alex Caruso, and I'm like, okay, I can hop on this. Like, you know, they got new management. I'm like, this is great. Absolutely embarrassing in the United Center, losing by that much. This is the first time you've hosted a playoff game since 2016 in Chicago. This will be the last season I am a Chicago Bulls fan. The first and last. I don't know how well that'll go.
We're going to hold you to that.
It's just annoying. I mean, come on. That's just so embarrassing.
Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox. Never root for any of them.
They
come on.
You forgot the Cubs.
The Chicago Bulls.
No, you root for the Cubs.
Why?
I don't know.
Apparently, if you're from Chicago, the Cubs are all the out-of-towners. Like, people who root for the Cubs?
That's not true. I know diehard Cubs fans from Chicago and diehard White Sox fans who say that, but that's...
Yeah.
We don't have time to get into that.
White Sox fans,
Joe just really hates the White Sox.
Well, the Cubs are the North Side, you know, like yuppie fans, and the White Sox are the South Side, you know, but yeah. I just hate the White Sox.
We know.
That goes way back.
Shout out to the people on the text line,
by the
way. Shout
out to Ron Kittle.
Yeah, shout out to the people on the text line that told me how much of an idiot I was that Chris Middleton wasn't that important. Chris Middleton's not that important, and he just won.
Is that your best thing?
No.
Okay.
My best thing in sports is really just this week as a whole. This is a very underrated week on the sports calendar, especially this year with the way it times out. Think about this week. You got NBA playoffs going on, NFL draft going on, NHL final week of the regular season playoff push. This may be my favorite week of the entire sporting year this year.
Whoa.
Love it. I am good all year. For it. So
good week.
Best thing in sports this week is this week in sports. Even here locally. I mean, you got Nashville SC opening up on Sunday. It's a great week here in the world of sports. My worst thing, and I mentioned this yesterday in my rant, officiating. Officiating is getting on my nerves this week. The NBA always gets on my nerves with the officiating, but I know it's not as bad as college basketball. But the NHL, they got to get that stuff figured out. So that's my worst thing in sports this week.
Yep, and it's about playoff time. So it will be interesting because, like you said, yeah, there's penalties called. I mean, I like how the playoffs are called usually compared to the regular season, just because some of the, you know, little, oh, he touched me and now I'm flying on the ice, and, you know, like they call fewer of those, but it's a big deal. Gotta have good officiating. Very tough job, but you know you can't. I mean, you can't have what you had in the NFL playoffs a few years ago in New Orleans.
You can't. William from Madison on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, being a Tigers fan, I thought surely Joe's best would have been Mickey. That's coming from William from Madison.
Gosh, you know what, William? You're totally right. You know what? I totally should have done Mickey. This is where, when things happen a few days ago, sometimes it's like, I just was so excited about the Golden Knights blowing it. Miguel Cabrera getting his 3,000th hit is a great call. And there are three people in the history of baseball, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Miguel Cabrera, who have 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and a .300 career average. Not bad. I remember going with my brother-in-law to see Miggy and the Tigers in Cincinnati for a series. We have in-laws there. And my brother-in-law saying, you know, this is going to be one of the all-time great hitters. And his brother-in-law laughing, cackling at him. This would be like in 2010. And he turned out to be right. Turns out he is one of the all-time great hitters.
And I can't believe he's still like producing like this with the Tigers at this point. He's gone through the entire cycle here.
Did you see the guy at the Reds game who caught the foul ball while feeding his baby? Had, like, the baby in his left hand?
No.
And caught the foul ball with his right hand?
Really?
By far, I mean, look, it's by far going to be the highlight of the Reds season. I don't think there's any question about that, but shout out to that
Ryan
guy.
It was Ryan Porth.
It could have been.
Poor Porth. He's got the Reds, got the Bulls suck. Blackhawks aren't in the playoffs.
It's a tough one. A
lot of Bears talk coming up, Porthy.
Yeah. Talk about how Justin Fields can lead them to 6-11. Be fun.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that, won't you?
I will. We'll continue to take your best and worst things in sports on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll get into the NFL draft coming up next. Take your thoughts on the Titans and who they should take at number 26 overall in the first round tonight. Seltzerland turning Nashville into a hard seltzer paradise coming up on Saturday, April 30th at Riverside Golf Links. You can enjoy this one-of-a-kind immersive experience as you spend the day tasting over 100 unique hard seltzers, indulge in mouth-watering munchies, tons of seltzer swag, and bust out the gram for the most Insta-worthy moment. Seltzerland has rounded up the best hard seltzer brands in the land for one epic day dedicated to the bubbly brew everyone can't get enough of. Go to thegamenashville.com/contest. to enter for your chance to win tickets to Seltzerland. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.